Talking about kids in school, what do you think about actually about failure? Like, it seems like we're moving to where we're not allowed to tell kids that they're not doing well, that everybody has to be a winner. You know, everybody gets a good grade. What do you think about
Well,
that, especially as a teacher
as a
and a
teacher,
parent?
I think I read something recently that the chastising a student, telling them they did bad, has no motivational value whatsoever, but praise does. So, definitely, I think it's important to always praise. If you have a really bad student and you can't find anything to praise them on, then I don't know what the answer is, really. But I'm sure you can always find something to praise someone on. So I think it's important to focus on the positives all the time.
See, actually, I kind of disagree.
Do you?
Yeah, I think that you know that your score is, or your progress is absolute. Like, you either you pass or you fail, either you get high marks or low marks, but that's the motivation. Like, if you don't do well, then you want to try harder. You know, like if you're a fat kid and you don't want to be fat, then you know you're motivated to lose weight. Or if you aren't a star on the baseball team, you need to practice harder so you move up. But if you tell kids that they're doing great when actually they're not exceptional, then maybe that actually does harm.
Okay, maybe I misexplained that. I don't mean give a false, I don't mean say they're doing well when they're not doing well, but what I mean is focus more on the successes than the failures.
Oh, I see. Like, confidence building.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
guess that's what I mean more. But
But
I
would.
guess we're talking about motivation rather than an end result. Like, of course, yeah, you're gonna fail some things. I don't know. I never failed that many things at school, and later on in life, when I did encounter failure, I took it pretty bad. So perhaps it would have been healthier for me to have failed a few things. I don't know.
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Like, when you fail or you do bad, I think that maybe that's the eye-opening moment you need to see. Like, you need to see the truth rather than just tell somebody that they're doing well when actually maybe they're not, or that they're exceptional and talented when maybe they're
When
not.
they're not, that's true. Yeah, there was another thing that I read as well about praising children for their intelligence. You should never tell a child they're smart because they get a false image of what intelligence is. You should always praise effort
All
as
right.
opposed to some sort of innate, what we believe to be like an innate quality that you can never have if you don't have it. So telling a child, yeah, you're really smart, when the child faces a problem that requires them to apply themselves and maybe fail, they're afraid. Because then they may think, oh, no, I'm not intelligent after all. So it should always be about praising effort, and actually, the result is not so important.